The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. In our last three episodes of The Force Field, we discovered how the downturn in the economy has affected small IT service businesses and what they expect to encounter in the coming year. We asked several providers in different parts of the country to weigh in on the situation, learned how current economic conditions have affected their businesses, and found out what they think the future holds in store for them. This week we'll talk with an industry expert in the VAR community and ask him where he thinks the industry is headed. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. Apple released Safari 4 beta to the public February 24th. Safari 4, the latest version of the web browser developed by Apple, is purported to be 4 times faster than its predecessor and considerably faster than both Internet Explorer and Firefox, thanks to a new JavaScript engine called Nitro. Safari is based on an open-source browser called WebKit. The new beta is available for use on multiple platforms, including Windows XP, Windows Vista, and, of course, Mac OS X. Safari 4 beta can be downloaded from www.apple.com/Safari/download, or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode of The Force Field. During the last three episodes of The Force Field podcast, we held a contest for our listeners. The prize was a copy of The Computer Business Kit from TechNibble, a collection of sample business forms and documents that are needed in the computer business. It contains maintenance contract samples, work order samples, engagement forms, and other documents to help make the daily management of your computer business a little easier. The rules were simple. All you had to do was send an email with the number and the name of the Force Field episode which featured Bryce Whitty and TechNibble on the show to comments@theforcefield.net by January 30th, 2009. All correct entries were entered in a drawing held January 31st. The winner of the TechNibble contest is Michael Murray of Bartow On-Site Computer Solutions. Congratulations, Michael! In case you were wondering, the correct answer was Episode 20, TechNibble. For those who didn't win, don't despair. I'm planning more contests for the coming year with more chances to win great prizes. Listen to the Force Field podcast for more information and your chance to win. I'd like to thank everyone who participated, and I would especially like to thank Bryce Whitty at TechNibble for generously providing the prize. If you'd like a copy of the Computer Business Kit, it is $49, and it can be purchased directly at TechNibble.com. If you're in technical support, as most of us are, you know how much time you waste just getting to your customer's computer. If only you could spend more time fixing the problems instead. Well, I have great news. You can. Citrix has just launched a new remote support service called GoToAssist Express. Now you can resolve issues faster, reduce your travel costs, keep clients satisfied, and move on to the next task more quickly without leaving your office. try GoTo Assist Express free right now for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. That's GoToAssist.com/techpodcast to get your free trial. Support smarter with GoTo Assist Express. Microsoft released Windows Vista Service Pack 2 release candidate March 4th. According to Microsoft TechNet, the release candidate for both Windows Vista and Microsoft Server 2008 was made available to the public as a single download in both 32-bit and 64-bit versions and in multiple languages, including English, Spanish, French, German, and Japanese. In order to install Service Pack 2 release candidate, users must first have Windows Vista Service Pack 1 or Windows Server 2008 Service Pack 1 installed on their computers. Windows Vista Service Pack 2 release candidate does not include cumulative updates from Service Pack 1. Activation of Service Pack 2 release candidate is not required. However, Microsoft cautioned users that the release candidate is not upgradable to the final release of Service Pack 2. Although Microsoft has not set an official date for final release of Windows Vista Service Pack 2, industry analysts believe it will be released sometime in May. Just in time for June bugs. And that's the news in the force field. I am very particular about what goes in the force field, and I only promote products and services that I either use myself or would use if I needed them. This week I would like to introduce you to a new sponsor who I've been using myself for reliable web hosting to keep the force field online 24/7. GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's hosting plans are bigger and better than ever with 99% uptime, free 24/7 support, and no annual commitment. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Here's the best part. As a listener of the Force Field, enter the code BLU101 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. You want reliable web hosting at a great price? Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply, so see site for details. That's GoDaddy.com. You're listening to The Force Field. And this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698. Or through Skype at Savoia Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast Episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. In our last three episodes, we talked with three different providers and heard how they think the sour economy will affect their businesses in the coming year. In part one, we talked with Pat Palmer, heard how his business is doing well in spite of the economy, and how he expects this trend to continue in the months and years to come. In part two, we spoke with Chris Crispell and heard essentially the same thing. In part three, we met with Chrysantos Hadjibrahim, learned why he entered a new and growing area of the IT market to keep his business profitable, and found out how he is riding out the economic storm. This week we have a special guest who keeps his finger on the pulse of the IT industry. He is known as the VAR guy, and he's here with us today. He will tell us where he thinks the industry is headed and what we can do to prepare for the difficult economic times ahead. And we're speaking to the VAR guy. VAR guy, welcome to the Force Field.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Not many people can track me down. I appreciate the time.
Well, first of all, VAR guy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is the VAR guy? What does he do?
Well, the VAR guy basically gossips for a living. I live on thevarguy.com, and we cover the IT channel nonstop. We cover emerging disruptive technologies that are impacting solutions providers, integrators, and managed service providers.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been doing it about 3 years, and thevarguy.com itself, what happened was the VAR guy lived on multiple sites for multiple years, and then in January of 2008, we launched thevarguy.com to reflect the fact that we seem to have an audience of fans out there, so we wanted one dedicated site.
Well, the VAR guy, we have been discussing here on the Force Field the effects of the current economy in the IT industry and how it could impact our businesses in the months and years to come. And as you know, as we all know, the IT industry was hit hard after 9/11, and it took a while for many areas of the industry to recover from it. And the recent downturn in the economy and the rise in unemployment has everyone on edge, you know, considering what happened before. However, some industry analysts believe that this could actually be a good time for tech. And interestingly enough, some VARs and resellers that we've talked to on the Force Field actually seem to be doing rather well at the moment. What do you make of all this?
I think you're on to a point there in terms of the key point being some VARs and integrators are going from good to great right now in the market. And I'm not saying their business is going gangbusters. However, I think the solutions providers that have true business management skills that are really able to drive marketing and awareness and customer engagements. Forget about technology for a minute. I think it's really about a business conversation in this economy. And the VARs that can do that are doing quite well. Again, I'm not saying they're going gangbusters, but if you look at some of the year-over-year results, a lot of the MSPs and the VARs we're speaking with expect Q1 2009 to be somewhat stronger than Q1 2008. So again, I think those savvy VARs are going from good to great. But a lot of the quote-unquote pretenders, the break-fix guys out there who that are really focused on technology rather than building business relationships, I think those are the ones that are going to struggle.
Okay. Do you think that will be across the board, or do you think there will be some of those that that will find niches that will do pretty well and ride this out?
Well, I think there are certainly niches out there. You know, I'm looking at five key trends in terms of how companies can better run their businesses, or at least what VARs and integrators are focused on for 2009 and success in 2009. Those five trends would be cash flow, leasing, managed services, software as a service, and open source. And I think executing against each one of those five key trends is key to success. When it comes to cash flow, which is point number one, I think it's critical for the VARs to be lining up financing before they need it, working closely with their vendors and or their banks and local lenders. I think that's a huge trend, and it seems like these successful VARs are getting access to lines of credit before they need it so that they're better able to run their business. Point number two, leasing. I think the VARs that are focused on successful leasing programs and are able to articulate the value of leasing to their customers are doing well in this environment because, quite frankly, a lot of small businesses are looking for alternatives instead of purchasing, making big IT purchases. They're more inclined to go with a lease at this point. Point three, managed services. Without a doubt, this shift to recurring revenue and really focusing on a flat monthly fee similar to a cable service provider. A lot of VARs are moving in this direction. Point four, software as a service. I think that's the big challenge for VARs in 2009. They're trying to figure out where they're going to compete versus the Microsofts of the world, but also cooperate with Microsoft on software as a service. And one way to do that is point five, open source. Where are you going to leverage open source in your software stack as you're recommending solutions to customers? So I think as VARs look at those five key points, they can really start to formulate a business strategy for the next year.
Well, we have discussed open source as a possible revenue generator, possible way to go in terms of diversifying your business. I think that it's a growing area. It's still not growing as fast as I think some would like it to. And as I understand, recently there's been a little bit of an argument in terms of just how profitable open source can be, or the open source model
yep.
can be, competing with the likes of Microsoft and other proprietary software companies. I think there is a lot of potential there. And we did cover that in the Force Field. We did a three-part series on selling Linux
right,
a while back. And I think it's an area that a lot of people can get into because, you know, there is a growing demand for people who know Linux. And it seems that right now, at least, that those who are Linux savvy can go in and service the Linux customer actually can command a little bit more for their services than, say, your average Microsoft rep.
Yeah, but, you know, I would agree with your points in that there is a challenge in terms of is open source as profitable an opportunity as it's been hyped to be. The key point I'd make there is very often when you're talking about profitability, you're talking about the software provider, such as a Red Hat or a Novell or someone of that, someone from that background, versus the actual VAR and integrator. I would argue that the VAR and integrator actually has the greatest profit opportunity in the open source ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And a prime example would be, I think you got to shift the conversation away from Linux and focus more on the applications and the middleware. A great data point, for instance, in the middleware market, an open source solutions provider that focuses on JBoss middleware typically makes $10 to $12 in consulting fees for every dollar they make in software sales. So it's not about reselling software. It's about the consulting and integration fees you can make on top of that software. And for those VARs that are just getting into open source and they keep on calling it sort of the Linux opportunity, I think they're missing the mark in that there's a huge opportunity when it comes to open source CRM, open source ERP, open source unified communications. You really have to start moving up the software stack and do so quickly because a lot of those channel programs with some of these smaller open source software providers are just getting started now. So those software providers are really in the mood to court VARs and integrators into their partner programs.
Well, that's a good point. That's a very good point. In fact, CRM is another area that can be a good thing to look at in terms of open source
Absolutely.
Service.
On the CRM front and open source, here's a great statistics for you and for your listeners. If you look at a company like Sugar CRM, roughly 30% of their revenue now comes from software as a service deployments rather than on-premise deployments. And that figure is growing very quickly. So here's the key trend for VARs and integrators. On the one hand, you can deploy Sugar CRM on-premise for customers. But on the other, you can either resell what Sugar CRM is hosting in the cloud, or you can build your own data center and host it on your own. And that seems to be a huge trend among VARs and integrators, especially those across the world that are localizing applications. One of the big challenges for the closed source model is every time you do a new software release, you have to localize that release for various languages and countries, and it takes some time. In the open source world, it's typically the VARs and the integrators and the partners that do the localization because they're typically the feet on the street within each country. So big opportunity for VARs going forward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I agree. Well, aside from the trends that we've talked about already and some of the new technologies that were mentioned, what other new or emerging technologies do you think have potential for VARs in the next couple of years? Or are there any specific areas of the industry that we should be looking at, aside from the ones we already discussed,
in order
to stay on top of this economic climate?
Sure. I think one of the key trends that people are overlooking, and often the press is guilty of it, often the press will hype one technology against another rather than looking at the opportunity to work with the two technologies together. A prime example would be software as a service versus on-premise solutions. I firmly believe that we're not going to see the pendulum shift entirely from on-premise into the cloud. What we'll see is a blending of on-premise solutions that work with cloud services. A great example would be Symantec's Backup Exec, an on-premise solution working with the Symantec Protection Network, which is a cloud service. And what we're seeing is this trend of continued on-premise deployments, but those on-premise deployments will connect to some sort of cloud service. Another key example of that would be more and more backup-related software companies and contingency planning companies are connecting into the Amazon S3 cloud, the Simple Storage Service cloud. So Instead of getting caught in a debate of do we do this on-premise or do we do this as software as a service or in the cloud, I think VAR should look for opportunities to connect the two together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good way to go.
Absolutely.
Well, given the current economic conditions and the bleak financial outlook for the next few years, do you think VARs, service providers, and other IT professionals will continue to fare better than other industries? Or do you think this is the calm before the storm? Where do you think the industry will be a year or two from now?
Sure. I think it depends on what segment of the market you're talking about. I think the very small VARs that are focused on very small businesses are going to have some challenges because the very small business owner right now is worried about paying their rent. They're worried about payroll, and they're worried about key challenges in terms of their month-to-month cash flow. So a VAR that only focuses on very small business could hit some bumps along the way with those small businesses struggling. I think VARs and integrators that focus more on businesses with 100 or more seats and pushing up into the mid-market, I think those VARs and integrators are going to do quite well in a bad economy, perhaps even grow during a bad economy, because those mid-market customers typically have some sort of internal IT staff that's looking to cut cost and or outsource more and more of the IT infrastructure. So there's opportunity there. Those mid-market customers are actually calling VARs and integrators right now and saying, tell me about your managed services. Tell me about your on-demand services, because you know, there are on-premise things we don't want to do anymore. There are day-to-day expenses we don't need anymore, and we want to outsource that. So I think that segment of the market is actually going to do pretty well. I think the small business market is going to be challenged, though, as small business owners get very, very cash flow conscious.
Food for thought. Well, VAR guy, I really appreciate your time on the Force Field today. Before we leave, can you give us the website one more time where we can reach you?
It is thevarguy.com. That's thevarguy.com. Thevarguy.com.
Thevarguy.com. Well, Varguy, I really appreciate your time on the Force Field today. Thanks a lot for being on the show. And, you know, we're going to cover managed services a little more in depth, I think, in a future show. Would you be willing to come back on and talk to us again about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a sister site called MSPMentor.net, and we cover managed services 24/7. So if you want to talk managed services, we're here for you.
Oh, great. Great. We'll be in touch then. Well, thanks a lot, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much as well. Appreciate your time.
Take care.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May the Force Field be with you.